Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Marrero. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Connie Marrero. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Aber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Aber. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aber for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Chuck Stobbs now pitching. Don Lund pinch hits for Jim Delsing. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Lund now playing right field. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber is 0-1 in the game. Aber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling pinch hits for Fred Hatfield. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Bowling now playing second base. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-2 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Wayne Bilardi. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. House hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fitzgerald. House moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lund hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle is walked intentionally. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber is 0-for-2 in the game. Aber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House scores. Tuttle moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Chuck Stobbs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fitzgerald moves to third. Jerry Snyder pinch runs for Clyde Vollmer. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Ray Herbert now pitching. Tom Wright pinch hits for Wayne Terwilliger. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Fitzgerald scores. Snyder moves to third. Yost moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Ned Garver now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Yost moves to third. Wright moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Speck Shea now pitching. Jerry Snyder now playing second base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Niemann. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Snyder applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Seavers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Umflett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline now playing right field. Don Lund now playing left field. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Jerry Snyder. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a line drive into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky now playing second base. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yost strikes out. One out. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Spekshe. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.